Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
The Mickey Filer Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Requesting Bob Seger. I said it before, Bob Seger, extremely underrated. So, Mike, remember we did this thing about if you could have five hits, then you are you're a superstar. If you have five major hits, you're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I mean, yeah, and I just would love to have one, you know?
How'd the band practice go? Or how's it going tonight?
Yeah, it's going tonight. So okay. We're getting ready for a little men's weekend coming up in April.
Yeah.
And so we're going to dig out the old tunes and dust off the amplifiers tonight and crank it up in David's garage.
All right. You're a garage band.
Yes, of course. Isn't that the best?
Oh, yeah. All right. Let me see if you have five hits here. All right. Midnight Rider. Turn the Page. Turn the Page is a hit. Sorry. Midnight Rider, Turn the Page. Kathmandu, I'll give you that one. Night Moves, I'll give you that one. Hollywood Nights, that's five. Old Time Rock and Roll, that's six. You've got, let me see here if there's any more. Like a Rock, that's seven.
Yeah, he made buku money off of that when Chevrolet picked it up.
Yes. Yeah, I forgot about that, Chevrolet. So just make sure we're on the right page here, Mike. You're on the phone, all right? I will just let you veto any of these. Kathmandu was a hit.
Definitely.
All right, Shakedown. Remember that one?
Yeah, that was from a movie.
Yeah, it was.
Maybe Beverly Hills Cop or somewhere in that genre.
Yeah.
I think maybe the Pointer Sisters sang on that one.
They might have. It's very good. Let me go back and do in the Silver Bullet Band.
All right, while you're pulling that up, I'll go ahead and tell you a very brief version of my story that I mentioned during the break. So I worked for a production studio in Nashville for several years, and they sent me to on Music Row. They sent me to pick up some demo tapes, and the guy had to take me up this stairs into basically what was like a tower. And in the very top of the storage room, all around the top row, this whole room, were all these 24-track tapes. Back in those days, 24-track was a big deal.
Yeah.
And I started seeing names, Bob Seger. And I asked the guy, I said, what are those? He said, every one of Bob Seger's master tracks are in the room that you're standing in.
Oh, how cool.
That was very cool. I never knew he recorded in Nashville, but apparently he did.
All right, just making sure. Here we go. Start over. Night Moves is one. Old Time Rock and Roll is two. Against the Wind is three. We've Got the Night is four. Main Street is five. Hollywood Nights is six. Still the Same is seven. Turn the Page is eight. Like a Rock is nine. Tell you, man. Superstar.
It's good stuff.
Absolute superstar. Our great friends, speaking of superstars, our great friends Ben and Chris at Blue Ridge Heating and Air, they are the Bob Seegers. They are like a rock. Let them take care of you and what you do here with your HVAC. Fact of the matter is that preventive maintenance is something you should do on your car, on your home, around your home, in your health. Like, smart people do this. Let's take care of it. Let's get it done. Do it with preventive maintenance plan from Blue Ridge Heating and Air. And you're going to get emergency service right off the bat. You're going to love that. You're going to get the idea that you're going to get discounts on parts. discounts on service. You're going to love that as well. It's our great friends over at BlueRidgeHeatingAndAir.com. Let's get a couple of phone calls in this segment. Red checking in. Hey, Red, how you doing, buddy? How you feeling?
Oh, I'm doing good, Mickey. Just out early trying to help somebody get to a job.
An early day for you, but that's great. Awesome.
Yeah. But I tell you, man, I just really love this baseball team. I went out there, Dr. John Cross got me a ticket yesterday, and I went out there and sat with him and enjoyed the game. But I tell you, man, this baseball team is special.
How about all the freshman arms yesterday? So you stroll out a big 6 foot 5 inch Harrison, a 6 foot 5 inch Simpson, a 6 foot 5 inch Miller, and you just got these big old power forwards out there on the mound right now for Clemson.
Yep. And hey, the bats are purified. Top four hitters, they were like 7 for 12, something like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
The bottom of the lineup scored the runs because the top of the lineup knocked them in. And it's good to see two RBIs from Purify, McClatty, and Savoy, and Crichton. Well, good to see, man. Good to see. And a good early lead to kind of relax a little bit, let these freshmen go to work. He's got some power arms. He's got some big bodies over there. And it's a good-looking bunch. Good-looking thing to build around, no doubt about that.
I think it was Brendan Bennett. He's throwing 94.
Yeah. He's got to get it under control a little bit.
94.
Yeah. VC hit 94 yesterday. I think I heard of VC hit 94 in the gun yesterday. And Harrison Simpson just throws strikes, which is good to see.
It was a fun time just to hang out with Dr. Moss. I tell you, he's such a great guy. But, Mickey, I also want to tell you that this past weekend, we went over 89,000
people. 89,000 people. How about that? Yes.
So, it's right at 89,158.
Unbelievable.
That's a big deal. That stuff wouldn't happen if it wasn't for our family.
No, man. You guys are awesome. Yeah, these listeners do it. They do it every single Sunday. 89,000. SundayDinnerTwist.org. That's awesome stuff, buddy. Awesome stuff.
Yep.
All right, my friend. Thank you, my friend. Take care of yourself. Let me get Zeke in Simpsonville. Zeke, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
So, Mike, I was calling. Did you put Brad Brunell as elite or not elite?
Now, in the country, no, because my elite is kind of small here. I think Izzo is elite. I think May is elite. I think Shire's elite. I think Sampson's elite. The Arizona guy kind of walked into a good situation, right? So I don't know if I can mention him or not. But I think Golden at Florida is elite. I think that Hurley at UConn is elite. Matt Painter is close. There's some guys in there, but no, it's only about five or six or seven in the country. I think Brad's top 15 in the country.
Where do you put Brad Brunell in the ACC?
Let me look at the current ACC here. Bear with me a second. First of all, let me say this, and you don't want to hear this. I've been reading a lot about Shire lately. Not a lot. I've been reading a few articles about Shire lately and what he does from an NBA standpoint and studying the NBA and what he does in the spacing and how he then takes that on the road recruiting and branding that. I think Shire's the best. I would love for Hubert Davis to be up there because I think Hubert's a great guy. I think Kelsey at Louisville is up there. I think Brad is up there. I think Will Wade is up there. Too early on Virginia, too early on Miami, but that's about where I'm at. That, to me, those are the top four or five in there for sure. But I think Brad's second, third, fourth in that range in the league.
So here's a question for you. I'll play devil's advocate. Who's the only ACC coach to coach a national championship game?
Hubert Davis.
Okay.
Yeah.
And win coach of the year.
Well, again now, and
– Well – Hey, look, I'm just stating facts, not feelings.
Yeah, but Duke's pretty doggone good under Shire. I mean,
I put Shire 1. I put Brunell 2.
I wouldn't have a problem with that. I think that's – I could go with that argument.
Yeah, and listen, I'll be honest. I might could swap them. I might could – listen, I think Brad Brown now is elite. Yeah. I think to go to a football school in a basketball conference in a program that's won some – but to be as consistent as Brad Brunell's being, I think if you gave Brad Brunell Duke and Carolina's talent, they're probably just good or even better than they are. So
you know,
I
one of the things you look at that is, like, what would Shire do at Clemson? What would Brunell do at Duke? And I think Brad would be, you know, excellent at Duke. I mean, I think a lot of people could win at Duke. But again, I'm not putting too much into some recent bias of what Shire's done. And Shire took over an unbelievable situation. There's no doubt about that, where Brad had to build. I mean, they're two totally different situations in there, X and O-wise.
I think
but
Lucas has a chance to be
– yeah.
I think Lucas has a chance to be a really good coach at Miami, but yeah. I would put Brownell one or two. I just think – here's what I like about Brownell. His teams are usually very consistent. They play defense. They play hard.
Yeah.
You can tell they're well coached. Normally, they don't beat themselves.
Right.
And I'll tell you another thing I give him a big credit for. He has really done a great job of the portal.
Oh, yeah.
Each year he's pretty much replacing two or three starters, and he finds guys that fit what he wants to do. And he plugs them in, and it freaking works, man.
Yeah, it does.
Just freaking
he's done a great
works.
Job with that.
So I would say Shire and Brownell would be my top two. And then I'm like you. I would throw Kelsey, Davis, a few others in there. I like what's going on in Virginia. But I think you could, you know – I just think you make a great point. If I put Shire at Clemson and I put Brunell at Duke, well, then I'll guarantee you Brunell is probably number one in your category.
Maybe so.
So you have to factor where they're coaching. Nationwide,
oh, yeah.
I think Brunell's one of the top 10 to 15 coaches in America.
I agree with that.
I think he's that good of a coach.
I wouldn't have a problem putting 10 and 15. I think that's very, very fair, between 10 and 15. Very fair.
So here's a question. I'm going to hang up and listen to your thoughts. You get to bring one coach to Clemson basketball because Brownell's retiring, and you get him for the next 10 to 15 years. You get to select the head coach, Mickey. Who are you picking, and why are you picking? And I'm going to hang up and just listen to your thoughts. Thanks, buddy.
I know the answer to that question. You got Buzz. That's who you're bringing.
I love Buzz, but Buzz is struggling right now. I don't know. Dusty May is Dusty May cheating? I don't want a cheater. Is he cheating? I don't know. I hate to say it. I think Shire's pretty good, man. And I hate to say that because I can't stand him. But I think he's pretty doggone good. Let me get Chad in Columbia. One game season, Chad. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
What are we doing? Is Brownell elite? Absolutely not. I mean, Mick, the guy's been here 16 years. I mean, Mick, so, like, Brownell has these riders that ride for him. I would say, like, Brownell's been okay to good at Clemson, right? He's probably made $50 million. He probably should have been fired, you know, 10 years ago. And, you know, like, I would say, like, he's done okay to good overall. But I think he's gotten the better end of the deal. Like, he's literally made generational wealth for his family. He's gotten to live in Clemson, and he's never really had to perform at the highest level or win at the highest level. Coaching is acquiring talent as well. So you can't say, like, people are like, well, if you give him so-and-so's roster, I mean, dude, players win games, not X's and O's. I mean, sure, Brownell does a great job out of timeouts, getting us a shot, but the players win games, and who gets the best players win. And so Brownell has done great once you could legally start buying players. He struggled before that. He's got a couple of big boosters that help him do that. I mean,
but you have to give him credit for cultivating those relationships to help those boosters do some of that.
Totally agree.
Right.
But I think, you know, like yesterday, like the guy called after me, I think it was Jay from Anders, he's like, you know, you don't call – he got mad because I was calling back at Elite. It's like my wife, if I say somebody's lost a lot of weight, she's like, what are you saying, I've gained weight? No, it has nothing to do about Brownell. You know, back – and the other thing, too, Mick, I'll say is this. It's natural for a fan to have hope when a coach is still kind of new because you're thinking about what they're going to do in the future, right? We've had 16 years of Brownell. I mean, is there anybody that thinks Brownell is going to win the ACC tournament or ACC regular season or take us to a Final Four or win a national championship. I mean, I don't see any person in the world that could believe that, right? Like, we got 16 years of data of who this guy is. And so he's been okay to good. He hasn't been great. And so I just don't see how anybody could say he's elite. And by the way, Mick, to answer that one guy's question, Zeke, if I could hire anybody, it'd be Will Wade. I honestly think Will's elite. I think Will will be like the coach of the Lakers or the Knicks or something crazy one day, or even North Carolina if Hubert gets fired, because I think he'll leave NC State for him. And I want to get your thoughts. Thank you, Blizzard.
Will Wade is one of those guys that when he's yours, you love him. When he's not yours, you can't stand him. And so he is polarizing, but when he's yours, he's Steve Spurrier. He's Steve Spurrier. When he's yours, oh, man, you got to have him. When he's not, then you know you can't stand him. All right, my great friends at Patterson Tax Service, get your taxes done, PATTX.com, PatTax.com, 864-859-8289. We love the Patterson Tax Service, love everything about it. Our taxes are done. They're done right. I'll have mine in 2 weeks. Federal taxes due, and with my corporate stuff in March, and our individual stuff will be done in April. We love the Patterson Tax Service. Make your appointment today. Hey, send me your text today. For all those that have been or are going to the Patterson Tax Service today or in the last few weeks, let me know how it went. 864-859-8289. When we come back, Dr. Peter McDonald is going to join us. We've got our Arthrex Sports Medicine segment. He is one of the most renowned orthopedic surgeons who did an unbelievable job for the USA goalkeeper and who starred in the Olympics. We'll ask him about that and so much more in your turn right after this.
Cooler weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen when thinking of and preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. Nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables sourced right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a weekend celebration, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles pharmacy to save on prescriptions. And if you're having family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter for you. The Ingles Floor Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me, you'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Ryan Beasley Law has expanded to serve our clients in more locations. If you face pre-arrest investigations, state or federal charges, civil litigation, or collegiate student conduct matters, we can represent you in courts across our state, including magistrate, city, state, and federal courts. Our proactive approach is relationship-driven, client-centered, and focused on achieving the best possible resolution. We're in Greenville and downtown Spartanburg. Call 864-679-7777 or find us online at ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Buying a mattress is painful. That's why we developed the Duo Mattress, a patented two-piece mattress design that makes this process easy. The Duo is the most cost-effective, sustainable, adaptable, and comfortable mattress you've ever experienced. With our 100-night sleep trial and unique comfort exchange, you can rest easy knowing you're taken care of with engineered sleep.
Get real value where it counts at Carolina Lawn and Tractor. Family owned and operated for over 40 years. Save during the month of February. $300 on all John Deere Z3 zero turn mowers and X3 lawn tractors. $500 on all Z5 zero turn mowers and X5 mowers. And $700 on all X7 Signature Series mowers. With great financing offers during this sale. Visit our full parts and service facility at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's. Visit Carolina Lawn and Tractor today.
If you had surgery and are struggling with recovery, check out Ortho Laser Spartanburg. They use advanced MLS laser therapy to help reduce post-surgery pain, minimize swelling, and speed up healing. Ortho Laser is non-invasive, drug-free, and proven to support a smoother, more comfortable recovery. Whether it's joint replacement, orthopedic surgery, or a sports injury repair, take control of your recovery with Ortho Laser. Call today for your free consultation. 864-327-327. 877-8001.
Looking for exceptional senior living? Welcome to the Barclay at Clemson, formerly Dominion Senior Living and Everlawn Independent Living at Patrick Square. Now with a fresh name and the same trusted care you've come to count on. Whether it's independent living, assisted living, or memory care, enjoy top-notch care, chef-prepared meals, engaging activities, and the same friendly staff members in a community that truly feels like home. Live well and thrive at the Barclay at Clemson. Schedule your free tour today at 864-722-2811.
Experience the unforgettable soundscape of two of rock's most iconic bands as Journey from the Heart brings the music of Journey and Heart to life. February 28th at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. This tribute delivers the soaring harmonies, anthems, and timeless hits that defined a generation. From the driving rhythms and arena-sized choruses of Journey to the bold, emotional rock masterpieces of Heart, every song captures the spirit and electricity of the originals. Grab your tickets now at walhallapac.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Takes are hot, and the coffee's even hotter.
Hot coffee?
The Mickey Plyler Show is live on The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good.
My best friend in the world, that's his favorite song. And whenever we play that, man, he loves it. So I appreciate you doing that, Mike. Let's this segment brought to our great friends at Arthrex. And we bring on now who the head orthopedic surgeon, Clemson University Athletics, Blue Ridge Orthopedics, Prisma Health, and head orthopedic surgeon for Clemson University Athletics, my friend Dr. Steve Martin. Hey, good morning, Doc. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm doing awesome. How about you?
We are fantastic. I can't wait to talk to you. You did a great exam on a relative of mine. I'll talk about that a little bit. But I do want to do this now, too. Mike, I click on air twice, I think, because we're going to go north of the border and bring in Dr. Peter McDonald, the head orthopedic surgeon for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and the Winnipeg Jets. Hey, good morning, Dr. McDonald. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Doc, now, I'm familiar with American time zones, and I know where Winnipeg is. What in the world time is it in Winnipeg, Canada? Are you in Winnipeg now?
I'm in Winnipeg. I just got back from Palm Springs last night at 2 in the morning, so I'm here, and it's 6:26 in the a.m.
Well, you're too kind. I thought you might have been 2 hours behind, but still, too kind for that. And well, you're also a brave soul because you go from Palm Springs to Winnipeg. So
yeah, that was a tough transition. Pretty nice sure. Down there.
We're having you on today because of Arthrex and how great they are. But in doing the research on you, finding out more about you, the reason we have you on is with the with the Winnipeg Jets and your great goalkeeper, obviously a hero now in our country. But you did a procedure. I want to ask about nano arthroscopy and what you did for Connor Hellebuyck, our awesome American goalkeeper. Tell me about that procedure itself. I think I understand nanotechnology. I think I understand arthroscopic technology, but we're talking about major breakthroughs. And tell me about how that's made it easier and less invasive because of this great technology.
Yeah, well, Arthrex is always on the forefront of new technology, and that's the situation here. Nanoarthroscopy is a nanoscope. It's barely the size of a needle. It's 1.9 millimeters as opposed to our traditional arthroscope, which is about 5 millimeters wide. So like it's less than half the diameter of a traditional scope that goes into a joint. And so that lessens the insult to the knee, makes the athlete or the patient able to recover faster and lesser complications, less chance of infection, less fluid being used in the joint. And the technology is improved with the nano. It's a 2.0 version, which just came out this past year, and you can see almost as well, I'd say pretty much as well as a traditional scope, even though you're using something less than half the size. So it's really revolutionized our ability to do scopes on joints and not insult the joint and have a faster recovery.
All right, so what kind of recovery times? Like for Connor and what he went through, what kind of a recovery period are you talking about?
Well, traditional arthroscopy, you know, 4 to 6 weeks before an athlete's able to return to play, especially a goalie. A goalie,
yeah.
You know, up and down on their knees. They're, like, going into butterfly positions. They're, like, twisting all over the place. So extremely hard on their knees. So we were hesitant about guaranteeing a fast recovery in Connor just because of his position in hockey. With, you know, a forward or another position, it might be a little faster. But in Connor's situation, he had his procedure in late November, and I saw him 7 days later, and he said, "Doc, I'm ready to play." So it was his recovery was, like, really fast. And, you know, he had minimal swelling. His wounds had all healed up faster because they were smaller. And he had very little pain, full range of motion. And he said, "When can I play?" Basically, when the first time I saw him. So we didn't want to rush him too much, being, you know, a well-known goalie and really a cornerstone of our team. And then with the Olympics around the corner, we didn't want to make any mistakes. But he probably could have played 7 to 10 days after injury if he'd really pushed it.
That's crazy. And obviously that the technology and your skills obviously make you look great through all that. Hey, on the butterfly stuff, you know, if I tried, we joked around yesterday when you were coming on, and I was showing the folks here at the station about butterflies and these goalies are dropping down. And I tried to do that. Doctor, I embarrassed myself how that works. But how are they able to do that? Is this a young age? You're a hockey aficionado as well. Is that something we're training at an early age? Is that something that a small percentage of human beings can do? Talk to me about the butterfly technique and getting both those knees down like that.
You know, goalies are traditionally very flexible individuals, so they can be the most flexible athletes on your hockey team, and they can go down into positions that most of us can't do, obviously. Butterfly, you're like internally rotating your hip, and you're putting a lot of what we call valgus strain on the inside of your knee, and that's where the medial meniscus is. So it's not uncommon for these goalies to, you know, over time, especially as they get up over age 30, to start to tear their meniscus. They've been doing this for years, and it just wears on the and puts a lot of pressure on the back of the medial meniscus there, the shock absorber of the knee.
Is it seemed like a dumb question now, but that's kind of where I was leading to. Is that the most common goalie injury?
That would be the most common, yeah. The medial collateral ligament and then the medial meniscus would be the most common.
Yeah. What's the most as far as the position players themselves? Do we see, besides dental work, by the way, the only better job than being the team orthopedic surgeon for the Winnipeg Jets would be the dental guy through all that. But
yeah, we keep our dentists busy for sure with the pucks and the sticks coming up and, you know, the stitches around the face and the teeth coming out. You saw what happened to the Team USA player who lost a couple of teeth during the final game. So, yeah, they're busy as well. But for a positional player, to answer your question, it would be a medial collateral ligament injury. Like, they're hit from the side,
yeah.
Much like in football. And that puts a lot of stress on the medial collateral ligament. And they'll sometimes tear that ligament and be out for 4 to 6 weeks.
Compared to football, do you see, because you were the Winnipeg Jets, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and you do a great job with those guys too. Do we see common injuries because of getting hit from the side, or do you see maybe propensity for other type injuries in football compared to hockey?
Yeah, football, we probably see more ACL injuries just because they're pivoting. They're putting their foot down on the turf and planting and turning, changing direction. So ACL injury is very common in football. Last year I did 5 ACLs in the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, which is a record for a season for me. But it's usually not that bad, but it can be a really common injury in football. They can tear their MCLs as well, especially the linemen, when they get a cutback block, they can tear their MCLs with another player falling on them or coming in from the side as well. So football, I would say I tend to do more surgeries on the football players just because it's more of a contact sport.
What is it? And again, I'm now leaning on your hockey knowledge to go along with your ortho surgery knowledge, but orthopedic surgery knowledge. But what is it about hockey players? What is it about the toughness? It is that it's a pride in them. Am I wrong to think of that? These guys get stitched up and they go back. A football player might be out for a little longer period of time, and I don't want to get the Blue Bombers in trouble compared to this, but what is it about the toughness, the mental makeup, the physical and mental makeup of a hockey player?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest contrast would be, you know, a bunch of the athletes I look after would be the hockey players versus the soccer players. The soccer player is more of a European type background, and that those guys, you know, a little hamstring injury, they're out for ages. But the football, and you've all seen them in major soccer matches go down and lie on the turf after a pretty trivial injury. Football and hockey players, and especially hockey players, they just pride themselves on getting back in there. We actually have to hold them back. We do concussion testing on the sideline, just like in football. And, you know, these guys are always wanting to go back, and we have to hold them back and say, look, you know, buddy, it's not safe to go back in there. You're going to hurt yourself, sort of thing. But they're all, like, it's the culture in hockey.
Yeah.
That's why they don't wear full cages yet. They don't care about the, you know, the nicks to the face or the stitches that they take or the teeth that they lose. It's just part of the culture that they're going to suck it up and get back in there.
Dr. Peter McDonald, the head orthopedic surgeon for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and the Winnipeg Jets, joins us from Winnipeg this morning. What's your temperature today, Doc? What's your high up there today?
Oh, it's about, well, we use Celsius up here.
Yeah.
It's about minus 20 Celsius, which is, I don't know, it's about probably minus 5, minus 10 Fahrenheit. Ooh, it's crazy.
I'm sorry. Get back down to Palm Beach for that. All right, final question for you. For the two teams you work for, you've had so much recent success with the Blue Bombers. Grey Cups and winning the West and some unbelievable seasons, 15-3 seasons and some great seasons as of late. How does the fandom of the Blue Bombers compare, prioritize? What's the average Winnipeg native saying right now? Is it still a hockey town, or are the Blue Bombers and their success kind of made a dent in the hockey fandom there?
Winnipeg's a great sports town. Like, there's a long tradition with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and with hockey, pro hockey here. So they do a great job. Like, for a relatively small city, we have 800,000. You know, they're selling out the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, which is a sellout in our stadiums, 33,000. They're selling, like, we had a record number of sellouts over the last couple of years. And same for hockey. Like, they've been filling the rink. Even though the tickets, like, for a blue-collar town, it's pretty pricey. You know, tickets here, you know, could run a couple of $100 per ticket. And, you know, by the time you take your bride out for a hockey game and a couple of beers and a hot dog or a hamburger, it could be $500. But people prioritize sports up here. They're great sports fans. They really support both teams.
I said final one, but I wanted to ask you this because I read last night, I was reading about Connor Hollenbeck, and he's actually co-authored a couple of children's books about mental health, which I think is really, really cool too. Personality-wise, these elite athletes, and you're all, you know, in your job, you get to deal with elite athletes. But tell me about his personality, or maybe somebody else with, that you're working with, because I'm fascinated by elite. I'm fascinated by the mind of an elite athlete. You've got the body and the bones working, and all the ligaments and tendons working. But boy, it's got to be. You know, I know you're elite in your field, but boy, it's got to be great to be around elite minds as well.
Yeah, Connor. Typical of most goalies. Goalies tend to be very intelligent individuals, somewhat introspective. They kind of keep to themselves a little bit. They're very analytical. They tend to have that personality that the other players don't, just because they spend the whole game solitary. They're not talking to anybody for the most part. They're back in their net. They're by themselves. But they're also very mentally tough. And Connor's like a very intelligent guy, analyzes the game. He has a little routine that he goes through with his eye movement and with his, you know, warm-up. Just to be able to focus on the puck and react to the puck, because it's coming at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You got to be ready and be able to react to a slap shot coming from a different direction. So typical of most goalies, he's intelligent, introspective, and just a really a great guy. You know, he doesn't complain much, and he's pretty tough, just like most hockey players.
Well, we got a rivalry. Obviously on the ice, will he be a hero in Winnipeg again? Will there be a little tension there? Obviously, is there any kind of – how's it going to be received when he comes back home and you got to start your season back here?
Yeah, it's an interesting position. I mean, for me, I'm taking heat from my friends for helping the U.S. goalie win the gold medal.
Right, right.
But in jest, of course. But, you know, Connor – people support him as a person. So the fact that he's excelled in the Olympics, I think he's just going to get a resounding amount of support when he gets back into the city, and good for him. He's, you know, he's a national hero for the U.S., but he's also a local hero here, and he'll get lots of support.
Well, he's been there for so long too. Like he's you know 10, 12 years up that way too. So that's
great
stuff.
He actually was. He wasn't even drafted. You know, credit to our scouting staff and our GM staff to pick him up. He went to college in the U.S. and kind of didn't have like a storied career early on, and they saw his potential and believed in him, and now he's obviously, you know, the best goalie in the world from our perspective anyways.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Dr. Peter McDonald, orthopedic surgeon for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Winnipeg Jets. I can't thank you enough. It's early. I know you're tired. You had a long flight, but I certainly enjoyed talking to you, and continued success with both those great organizations.
Okay, thanks, Mickey. My pleasure.
Thank you. That's Dr. Bye-bye. Peter McDonald. As I bring on Dr. Martin here, I accidentally cut him off a while ago. Hey, Dr. Martin, what you hear there, that nanotechnology, the guy was 7 days. I don't know if you heard him say that or not. 7 days after surgery, he's ready to get back and do those butterfly things again. Doc, you know what you had to do to my knees if I tried to do that butterfly stuff? Well, you'd be
you know, there's some things you shouldn't eat. You know, there's some things in life, Mickey, you just shouldn't try to do, you know? And that's one of them.
I learned that. Hey,
so yeah, the nanotechnology is amazing. We do use it here as well. I used it on one of our recent high ankle sprain surgeries on one of the Chicago Bears players, and so it is an advancing technology. The quality of the image is just amazing. The size of the needle, so to speak, is much smaller. Where I use it is, we oftentimes are working like in the front and the back of the knee at the same time, like on a PCL injury. And so you will leave the nanoscope basically taped in the back, so you're viewing the back, and then you're working with your other arthroscope, the standard arthroscope in the front. And so you have two images up on the screen. And so they would be the equivalent of your, you know, Ring camera at your house on your front door and your back door at the same time. And so it's you can work without having to take the arthroscope out of the front and put it in the back and vice versa. And you're able to simultaneously move from one side of the other of the knee or the shoulder from that standpoint. So it's been an accessory viewing image as well as where we've used it here.
All right, final question, because I didn't want to ask Dr. Peterson a dumb question. I don't mind asking you dumb questions. You're kind enough to me
all
on
right.
this. Did I hear it right when I was when you and I were down in Florida with Arthrex? Did I hear it right that technology, that needle, that camera on the end, is smaller than the needle used to take my blood when I do get blood somewhere?
It is getting right at that. Exactly at that size, and that's the size that it is, and the camera itself is right on the tip, and so, which is different on a regular arthroscope, the camera's back on the back where my hand is holding it, but this, the camera is actually on the tip, and so you can actually bend the camera and kind of take it around a corner or something like that, and so it's allowing us to basically see around the corner and in the back and other smaller areas that we weren't able to see before. And so it's advancing, you know, every year. It's actually the instruments we use now marry the size of the nanoscope. So you, all these little biters and scissors and things like that are all much, much smaller now to accommodate these small sizes.
That's unbelievable. So look, if you ever do your first surgery on me, I expect you back in 7 days, Doc. I expect that.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Dr. Steve Martin, always a pleasure, my friend. And we'll talk to you next week. I'm looking forward to it. I love that. Yes, sir. I love that segment. Love Dr. Martin and now Dr. Peterson for sure. Hey, that's brought to you by Arthrex. Careers.arthrex.com. We've got some great jobs right here in the upstate of South Carolina. I want you to go to orthopedia.com if you have questions about that. Dr. Martin's working on my cousin right now. He might have a back issue. Might have to have some surgery maybe a little bit later on. Who knows what comes of that. But we love Arthrex. Hey, for 1,000 new procedures and new products every single year, how about Arthrex and what they're doing to get these athletes and get you back in your game even sooner? Love our great friends, Arthrex.com, to find out more. We'll take a break. We'll come back. One open phone line segment, but we're talking Georgia and PGA Tour golf with the two guests in hour three. Much more after this.
Hi, folks. Let's talk about GLP-1s for a sec, because they're everywhere. They're all over social media. They're all over your TVs, and people are talking about how wonderful they are. But the question that nobody answers is, what happens when you stop? What happens when you get off the GLP-1 shots? Because the fact of the matter is that that weight, it jumps right back on. And look, at PhD Weight Loss, they don't treat weight as a problem. They treat unwanted weight as a symptom of a deeper problem, a symptom of metabolic dysfunction. And if you don't correct that, then nothing that you do, no shot, no diet, nothing will last. The holistic person, that's what you have to treat. That's what Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss do. They want you to live longer and live happier and keep that weight off for life. Right now, when you call and mention Qwalk, you'll receive 2 free weeks in a program. They're going to cover the cost of your food so you can see real results with no guesswork and minimal risk. Call 864-644-1900 and mention Qwalk. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Sitting here today with good friend Jeannie Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Jeannie, listener asks, Walt, I let time sneak up on me and did nothing on my Medicare choice for 2026. Is there anything that Jeannie can help me with?
Sometimes life gets in the way, and we just can't handle it all timely enough. Did you get a surprise when you picked up a prescription? Or how about when you went to the doctor? The qualified answer is, it's probably not too late, and we can most likely help you. Odds are good that you will qualify for one of the many special election periods that we can use to enroll a Medicare recipient, and it's our job to figure that out. If you'd like to have an agent who services its customers, give us a call today at 864-307-8484, and let's see how we can help you. We'll see if you're in the plan that's right for you. Call us at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484.
Experience the Davis Services difference where quality meets reliability. Family-owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website, davisservicesinc.com today.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customized versatile one- and two-story home plans with luxury design selections in our 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens this year, and there will be natural trails winding through towering hardwoods. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the upstate.
Hi, I'm Ashley Moore from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. There's nothing better than comfort food on a cold winter day. That's why we raise our beef the right way. No vaccines, no hormones, no antibiotics, ever. It's perfect for your family's stews, roast, and Sunday suppers. My husband Platt and I started this farm to feed our 4 kids real food. Now we're honored to feed your family too. Visit our 3-store locations in Fountain End, Greenville, and Traveler's Rest, and online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
After 6 amazing years in Powdersville, Elkmont is closing and moving all operations back to our Clemson store. This was not an easy decision, but in the end, focusing on the Clemson store will help our business continue to thrive and allow us to better serve our customers. The closeout sale has begun with 20 to 90% off or more on all items at the Powdersville location. Thank you for your support, and we hope you'll continue to visit us in Clemson or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkmontTradingCompany.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past, and anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation, and if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
We don't whisper opinions. We deliver them at full volume.
They do not know how to whisper.
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to you, Shine. Do you need a new Mule Skinner? Down on your new mud line.
like it. First Jerry Reed song you ever played, I like, Mike. I like that. It's good stuff.
I knew you would like it. Harper is over there jamming to it.
Yeah, she's jamming. She's jamming to it. It's good. Hey, my great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, I love our garage floor. Love spending time out that way and love the idea that our value of our home went up for less than we put into it. The small investment is going to pay dividends for us. It's our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call today, 404-8158, 404-8158. Get in touch with those good folks at CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com for a free, no obligation phone call there. I called Dr. McDonald, Dr. Peterson, and I did that because of Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson, Canadian. It's the accent, eh? Sorry. We love that relationship with Arthrex, and I love getting those, you know, when us learned doctors get together and start talking, you know, the round table of us doctors, and it's you want to hang around smart people? Hang around Dr. McDonald. Hang around Dr. Martin. Those guys. Good stuff. Telephone number here, 654 or Tiger Diagnostic phone line. Steve is in Greenville. Steve, thanks for hanging through the break, man. How you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Mickey? How are you?
Man, I'm great. Hope you are, too.
Good. I just had some questions and want to see what your opinion was. I'll just throw them out there. If Clemson beats Georgia Tech, does that guarantee them an NCAA tournament bid?
That's a tough one. It depends on – I don't think you beat Tech and you're in. The answer to that is no. But, how do they play against Louisville? How do they play against North Carolina? Louisville's 14th in the net. North Carolina's 25th in the net. Clemson's currently 38th in the net. And unfortunately, Clemson's going to be one of these bubble teams. The Tech win won't shoot them up the net ratings. And so I'm not dodging the question, Steve, but I can tell you this, for Clemson and for Ohio State and Indiana and Texas A&M and UCLA and Auburn and some of these teams, it might come down to these other conference tournaments. And, you know, those bubble numbers kind of go down a little bit. It seems to be weird we're having this conversation after the Tigers, but a four-game losing streak's kind of got them in that now. I think it could be six. I don't know if they're going to beat Louisville. I don't think they can beat North Carolina. So, but how do you play in Chapel Hill? Can you win Saturday against Louisville? If you win Saturday, you're in.
Yeah.
So
I think they have a better chance of beating North Carolina than they do Louisville. I know that sounds crazy.
No,
but
the only pushback there, I don't think you're wrong there, except the only pushback there is North Carolina's 16-0 at home. And they've not lost anybody at home. So, but it's a good question.
And then the other question was do you think this is Lamont Paris's last year at South Carolina? You think he'll get one more year?
All right. Here's what I was told on that. And I don't have great sources on it, but I got one good source. And because I don't see how, you know, I don't see how you go sell that. But I was told by a good source that Lamont has been told that he's got another year and that they're going to take his NIL money and make it massive for him in year five. That the idea here is that rather than paying his buyout, that they're gonna get NIL money and dump it in the program, and he's gonna go in the portal and just go purchase players like everybody's doing. But in other words, his treasure chest is gonna be double or triple or whatever. Like they're gonna dump a bunch of money into players rather than
buyouts. That'll be good.
Yeah.
As far as
let me ask you this, Steve. Let me ask you this. You're a Gamecock guy. Like you want him back?
Yeah.
Under those circumstances, you want him back or not? Like, what's your thought?
Yeah. I like Lamont Paris. I mean,
he's a likable guy.
I mean, he didn't just luck up and win 26 games. And when the SEC was, you know, it was pretty tough that year.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I mean, he can coach. I mean, but if you have players who can't make wide open three-point shots and stuff, I mean, it's hard to win.
Yeah. But you got to get better players. But, so they're going to dump money into players rather than buyout. Makes sense to me.
And then the last thing, do you know how much money Clemson and South Carolina spend on NIL and football?
I know about. I don't know the overall number. And part of it is you've got incentive-based stuff now. Part of it is that you got companies or individuals that are kicking in incentive-based too. But in the range of 25 to 30 million. Is what I've been told from both is in that range.
So I was listening to a show last night that said this year LSU spent $45 million.
Yeah. I here's my point of that, and I don't know that to be the case. I don't know it not to be the case. I do think that sometimes we get inflated numbers, and because the source of the numbers oftentimes are agents, and they want to say that so they can get more and more. I don't doubt that, by the way. I'm not saying you're wrong about that. That report was not right.
Yeah.
But let's assume that's right, okay? If that's the case, yeah. $45 million, and LSU went 7-6.
Yeah.
So, and they're going to spend more this year because, you know, you got Lane Kiffin. Obviously, you're going to double down now, right?
Yep.
Like, so what? But how many years can you do it, Steve? How many years can you say, yeah, I'm going to keep giving to that?
Yeah, I don't know.
It'd be tough.
I don't know.
It'd be tough.
But anyway, I just wanted to see what you thought good about stuff. Those couple things.
Yeah, good stuff, man. I appreciate all the phone call. Very good phone call. Good stuff. I mean, you can invest – 45 million for 7 wins? Don't know. Texter 4709 on our Adams Garvey text line said Clemson can't lose out, need to win against Georgia Tech. I'd agree with that. But is the Tech win getting in? What if they lost in the first round of the ACC tournament or their first game of the ACC tournament? That's a consideration. 7529 said, what is incentive-based NIL? Well, that's where, and not just NIL, but rev share as well, where staffs are saying, much like NFL contracts, it's been told to me, and I've not seen these, but it's been told to me that 1,000-yard rushers, 4,000-yard, 3,000-yard passers, number of touchdowns, whatever you put in there, how many sacks and how many that you can have incentive-based, play this many games healthy. It's pay for play. I don't see how you do it, but it makes – sense that you'd want to have a much like NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, and NFL contracts. That the better you do, the more money you'll make. That's what I've been told. Now, I don't know how you structure that. We'll see. 1659 sends a text in that I totally disagree with. Texter said, it's Clemson basketball. John Wooden couldn't win here. Just give up. I think that's the absolute worst. If I could change anything about Clemson athletics, it'd be the mind of the Clemson basketball fan. Raise expectations. You could do anything here. You just won a stinking national championship in football in Indiana. You can win here. You can win ACC championships here in basketball. You can go to Final Fours in basketball. You can win a national championship here in basketball.
That's a great point, Mickey, bringing up Indiana, because there are so many Indiana fans who would have never thought that was possible, ever.
Never. Indiana football was worse than Clemson basketball and worse than South Carolina basketball. You can win the national basketball championship at South Carolina, at Clemson, and at Georgia.
So isn't that an argument to say let's double the size of the NCAA men's basketball tournament because everybody has a chance to win it?
Well, if you can't get into 64, you're not going to win it anyway. I mean, If you're 75th, you're not going to win the NCAA basketball tournament.
I set you up a little bit there.
I know you did. I know. I saw what you did there. That didn't – my sarcasm meter is on. I got to mention quickly, and I might need to do this for 2 minutes just to remind folks. But two things here in this segment. Oh, by the way, let me tell you about my great friends at Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com. Let Mark and Amanda, the awesome people, take care of you. Get your mortgage done. Get it done right. Put them on your favorites, they'll take care of you. Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. We had a rule change, Mike. Did you see where in college football players will be penalized for not having full-length pants?
I love it.
Knee pads over knees.
I love it.
Can I suggest one more?
Bring it.
I think if you made me the czar of college football today, one of my rule changes would be no more double numbers. for the life of me.
You mean numbers on offense and defense?
Yes.
Yes, I see what you're saying.
The fact that T.J. Moore and Brandon Strozier wear number one. The fact that Tate Reynolds and Ashton Hampton wear number two. I don't think that in no other sport do we do it in. We don't do it in the NBA. We don't do it in Major League Baseball. We don't do it in college basketball. We don't do it in college baseball. We don't do it anywhere else. But to have double numbers is absolutely crazy. Clemson has two number ones, two number twos, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, only 119, 20, 21, 22, 23. You can't have double numbers. Your number, like Mickey Mantle was number 7. It wasn't Mickey Mantle and Yogi Berra were number 7. Tom Brady's number 12. It wasn't Tom Brady and Gronk were number 12.
But they're not on the field at the same time.
That's right. Right.
That doesn't make a difference.
Or Teddy Bruschi. He wasn't number 12. You know, you didn't have Lester Hayes and Fred Biletnikoff wearing the same number. You don't wear the same number. And for fans, I mean, we're not going to get Tate Reynolds and Ashton Hampton confused. But on a special teams, could it be Tink Kelly or Juju Preston making a play? I don't know. Could you have that? I mean, by the way, both brothers are wide receivers. Kelly's in the defensive backfield there too, defensive back. But how are we gonna have those guys on the field at the same time? Like, and then you got to put other jerseys on. It's just too complicated, man. You got a 100 numbers out there,
and you love
double zeros.
You love double zero too.
I don't like double zero. I don't think it ought to be zero, double zero, none of that stuff. But you got a bunch of numbers. If you're not one of the top 100 players, you don't deserve to play. Everybody gets a number, 0 through 99. I do away with the 0, too. 1 through 99, you get 99 numbers. If you're not one of the 99, you're not playing. Sorry. Name another sport or number, another league where you have double numbers.
That's a great point.
Richard Petty was 43, not Dale Earnhardt and Richard Petty. Earnhardt's 3. Get rid of the double number stuff. Got two guests coming up. Love for you to come back. Hour number 3 right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.